We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Dav Chavav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the new parak, the fourth parak and last parak of Tainis, and the whole entire parak, the Mishnah of the whole entire parak, will be right here on this daf. B'shloisha parakim b'shono, kahanim noisim es kapeim abar pa'am v'yayim. There are three times a year, not really times, three type of days where the kahanim will duchen four times a day. That's the part of Pshat in the Lashon of Mishnah, four times a day. B'shachris, b'musif, b'mincha v'ilam. There are three times of the year that they would say they were duchen, the kahanim were duchen by shachris, musif, mincha, and ilah, and ilah sha'arim. What are the three days? Tainius by Tainius, uv'mamados, uv'yom kippurim. By Tainius, mamados, uv'yom kippurim. Those 3 days, the kahanim duchen all the time, all the tefillas. Now the truth is, no musif on Tainius and mamados. So what it means is, the Gemara's explain is that these three times a year, you're duchen by all the davenings. And it come out the four times a year, that's the Yom Kippur. And the Ne'il Sha'arim, what's Ne'il Sha'arim? So we know that's the tefillah of Ne'ilah. Actually, Rashi over here brings down a machlokes in the Yashami, when exactly is Ne'ilah said. One man, the Omer, says Ne'ilah is said, B'shas Ne'ilah Sha'arim Mikdash, which means by day, before Shkia, and some say in the Gemara Yishalmi, Ne'ilas Shari Shemayim is when they nail the Shari HaShemayim, which is already by night. And the Yishalmi over there brings a raya from this Mishnah to the Man Yomo, says it's B'shas Ne'ilas Shari Mikdash, because it says over here that they duchim Bayoyim. It says Abapam Bayoyim. There's four times duchening by day. So it sounds like Ne'ilah is by day. Another raya would be is there's a Shaila if you let a duchen at night. Maybe you have to duchen dafka a day, dumi da avoida. So also, here, if it says that the duchen, it must be that ne'ilah sharm, the time is by day. And it comes very negel halacha. When's the right time, the proper time for ne'ilah and kippur? Is it before shkia or after shkia? Like upon him, it seems like from the Yishalmi, we pass ne'ilah means by day before shkia. Now, what are my mothers? We said the three prakim, the tainius, my mothers, and yom kippurim. What's my mothers? Elu and my mothers. Fisher Nema, we know Tainis is a Tainis Sivir. Yom Kippur, we know Yom Kippur. So, my mother's. Elo, my mother's. Fisher Nema says in the Pasuk, Savis, Bnei Yisrael's carbon ilachmi. Says in the Pasuk that Gans Klai Yisrael brings the carbon tomit. And the Shaila is that the halacha is you have to stand on your carbon. You have to be by your carbon. How could someone bring a carbon without standing it? Therefore, Chazal Masakim, something called my mother's, and these people are the Shaluchim. They're the agents for Klal Yisrael to stand on the carpet for them. So just like there were 24 mishmaris of Kahanim, there were 24 mishmaris of Ma'amados, those are people who stand on the carpet. Which means, in Tifon, that means that they fast and they daven on those days and the week that they have the job. Ma'amados, they fast and they daven for the Hatzlacha of the carpet. Haskinu Nevi'im Rishonim Esra Abba Mishmaris. The Nevi'im Rishonim were Masakin 24 Mishmaris of Kahanim. And I'll call Mishmar Mishmar Hayamayimid B'Yerushalayim Shal Kahanim Shal Avi'im Shal Yisraelim. And on every Mishmar there was a Maimid in Yerushalayim of Kahanim Levi'im Yisraelim. Now Rashi learns in a few places that the Ma'amados consisted of Kahanim Levi'im Yisraelim. Even though usually Kahanim do Avoida, but there was part of the Mishmar served as the Ma'amados. Same thing for Levim and Yisraelim. So it was a group of these three, and they were a group of Ma'amados of Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim. There were 12 learners. It was only Yisraelim were the Ma'amid. And again, the Ma'amid's job was that they davened and they fasted that the Kabbalah should be Mekubal. Higiyaz Ma'amid Mishmar. When it came time for that Mishmar of that Ma'amid who's going to go up or is an adavin for the aslach of the carbon. Higiyaz Ma'amid Mishmar Lalis. Kahanim Levim Oil Mishalayim. The Kahanim Levim go up to Yerushalayim. So this means for Avoida. The Kahanim of the Mishmaras, they go up to Yerushalayim to do the Avoida. The Yisrael Shabbaisa Mishmar Miskansim La'areim Vikarim Maisa Vereshis. The Yisrael, who part of Ma'amadais, and according to Rashi, can mean also Kahanim Levim, they went to their cities and they laned Maisa Vereshis, which means like this, that the Ma'amadais were all over the place. The Ma'amadais, some were in Yerushalayim, and they're going to go to the base of Mikdash, stand by the carbon, And there was some of my mothers, they didn't live in Yerushalayim, they didn't travel to Yerushalayim. They stayed in their own city, and they gathered in their own shul, and they fasted, and they davened for the carbon to mekabel baratzen. That's what they did. So my mothers were all over the place. They weren't dafka in Yerushalayim, they were all over the place, in all the cities. And what they do, they fasted, and they davened. They davened ne'ilah as well, and also they were karim b'mayse bereshis. They also were... They laned every day a different laning, all the days of the week, all 6 days a week besides for Shabbos. They laned Maaseh Bereishis. What's that? That's the beginning of Parashas Bereishis. The beginning of Parashas Bereishis has 6 days of creation. You know, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, and the last day went together with Vayechulu. And those 6 days of the week, they laned the parasha, beginning of Parashas Bereishis, the different days of creation. Now the next part of the Mishnah is, according to Yishami, is not part of the Mishnah. We'll see in the Gemara talk about it. We'll read it anyway. The Anshei Maimid fasted 4 days out of the 7 days. From Monday through Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday they fasted. Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos didn't fast, but they covered Shabbos. Because they don't come into Shabbos starving and weak. And they also didn't fast on Shabbos. Obviously, why they didn't fast? They don't fast on Shabbos. And they didn't fast on Sunday either. They shouldn't go from eating so much to eating nothing, and they'll die. That's the what we have. We'll see in the Gemara. We'll elaborate on this, and that's why it's mashma. The Mishnah didn't have it. Now, what are you laying? So, v'yema rishon on the first day on Sunday, they lay in bereishis v'hirikia. They lay in bereishis to v'hirikia. So, v'yema rishon, the creation of v'yema rishon. V'sheni yirikia v'yakov amayim. The second day is when Hashem created the sky. Tova yakov amayim. V'shlishi on the third day yakov amayim v'yimaris. They learned about how Hashem made the oceans and the land. On the fourth day, which on Wednesday, they learned about Hashem placing the sun and the moon and the stars. And tova yishu amayim, which is on the fifth day. V'chamish yishu amayim, which is when the oifis and the dogim were creative at Taitzi Aretz, until Taitzi Aretz. But Shishi, they lay in the Taitzi Aretz, which is when the animals and the Adam were created, and Vayichulu Shemaim, and it includes Vayichulu Shemaim. Parasha Gedolah. Right, yeah, just not fasting because it's Erev Shabbos, but the laning, they had all of my mothers, they davened for the carbon. Parasha Gedolah Karim Oysa Bishnaim. So now, the Gemara's will elaborate on this more, but if you're laning on the, you have to lane every time you lane. You have to have three aliyahs. Now, from the parashas, from the beginning of Bereishis told the Yom Sheni is only five psukim, and the next one is only three psukim. The next one is again five psukim. So you have to know how to split it up. Gemara will elaborate this, but the Mishnah gives a line here. Parasha gedolah karim oysa b'shnayim. If it's a big parasha, which means enough to lane two people lane. Vaktana b'yachad. But if it's a small parasha, only one person lanes it, and then you have to use another parasha to be mashlim that parasha. We'll see about that on the Daf Chav Zayin. Our base talks about exactly how to lane the parasha. B'shachris b'musif. On b'shachris and musif, you lane from a sefer Torah. Uve mincha, and the Gemara will really clear what musif goes together. Mincha musif shachris. We'll see in the Gemara, but I'm touching now like Peter Maskanos the Gemara. By shachris and by musif, you lane out of a sefer Torah. Uve mincha nichnasim karen alpiim. But by mincha, when the mamadas went in for mincha, they lane ba peh kikurin es shema. Just like you lane shema ba heart, they got down in a seat and they lane the parasha of the day, bracious to the hiriki, whatever the parasha was, and they didn't want to matriach them to take a sefer Torah again. And Rashi speaks out parasha b'ne'ila leka, but b'ne'ila didn't lane at all. So my mothers had four tefillas by day. They had sometimes musaf, but not sometimes less. It says musaf, but not always they have musaf, only if it was Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah, or only Rosh Chodesh. But shachris, mincha, and ne'ila, they laned. But by shachris was out of sefer Torah. By mincha it was alpeh, and by ne'ila didn't lane at all. But ne'ila did not lane at all. Only by mincha they laned alpeh, but ne'ila did not lane at all. That's what Rashi on the fourth wide line at the end of the line speaks us out. So the Gemara vayte. So that's karim alpeh by mincha. Erev Shabbos by mincha lo yinachnas v'kavod Shabbos. Erev Shabbos by mincha, they didn't go into the shul to daven at all for my mothers because Kavod Shabbos, that they get ready for Shabbos, they didn't make a special my mother's tikkun mincha on Erev Shabbos. Kol yoyim shesh be halal, every day, any day that there's halal without musaf, Ein Maimir B'Shachris. On that day, there's no Maimir B'Shachris. What's the day it has Hal of no Musaf? It's Chanukah. Like, look at Taisa, the first Taisa in the parak says, Pirish Hainu Chanukah, the B'Shar Yomtiv, L'Mishkachas Lov Loi Kar Musaf. It's impossible to have Hal of Kar Musaf besides for Chanukah. So on Chanukah, Kol Yom, there's always a Shaila, where is Chanukah mentioned in the Mishnayis and whole Shas? Very few times Chanukah mentioned. This would be one of the places where Chanukah is mentioned, but Derech Remez at least, because Kol Yom Shvei Halal ain't Ma'amid B'Shachris. No Ma'amid in the morning. Why not? Why is the Ma'amid B'Shachris? So Rashi speaks out. Dafka, the ones who were in Yerushalayim, didn't have Ma'amid if there was Halal. Why? So look, Rashi. Oysan Shoyi B'Shalayim Lohim Espalo Makarim Nachayim Shiyes B'Halal Fisha Ein Lohim Penai Lasis Ma'amodom Shekaris Halal. They don't have time, and the Mefarshim speak out. Really, the Rishash here asks that, I don't understand, if Halal is taking up time in the Ramadas, so what's the difference, the ones who are in Yerushalayim? Remember, there are Ramadas in Yerushalayim, Ramadas in all the cities. So why Dafka, the ones in Yerushalayim, can't do the Ramadas in all places it could? I'll read the Rishash lessons, one line. L'chayr b'Halal ain't tam l'chalik ben Yerushalayim v'shal yorot. That's what Rishash asks. But the Mepharshim answer, because the mothers in Yerushalayim had an extra job. Besides the davening, they had to go to Beis Mikdash and stand with the carbon. So if they had Halal, it would be too much for them. And therefore, on the days of Halal, there was no Maimed for the ones in Yerushalayim, according to Rashi at least. So that's halacha on the days of Halal. If there's carbon musaf, on a day there was carbon musaf, like for example, Rosh Chodesh, Ein B'Ni'ilah. There's no Ma'amadis by Ni'ilah, and Rashi learns, because Shekein, there's no Ma'amadis by Mincha, and Kol Shekein by Musaf. There's no Ma'amadis that day, in days when there's Karban Musaf. Karban Eitzim, on a day when they brought the Karban Eitzim, we'll see later on in this Mishnah, in this Mishnah, it's really later Mishnah in Masechas Tainis, but in this Mishnah we'll have it soon. Karban Eitzim, where there were a few times a year, nine times a year, that certain families brought the Eitzim for the Maracha of Mizbeach, to put on top of his back, to burn the kabanas. And it was a whole yomta for them to carbonate him. So on those days, Ein b'mincha, there was no ma'amadois by mincha, because they were busy with their carbon. So therefore, by mincha, there was no ma'amadois, but by ne'ila there was that day. That's Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Omalei ben Azai, kachar Reb Shua shoinim. Shua learned fakir. Carbon musaf, they carbon musaf, Ein b'mincha. There's no ma'amadois by mincha, but there is ma'amadois by ne'ila. Carbon Eitzim ain't by Ne'ilah. But Carbon Eitzim, there's nothing by Ne'ilah and nothing by Mincha. And Chazer Rekiv Elias Shoinik Ben Azai. And he was Chazer and learned like Ben Azai. And it's like Rashi and Taisvis, when we say you don't have Ma'amadis by Ne'ilah, what does it mean? Does it mean you don't daven for the Kabbonis by Ne'ilah, or you don't have Ne'ilah at all? Taisvis says, Karb Musaf ain't by Ne'ilah. Taisvis says, Pirish, Yom Shekrav by Musaf ain't by Ne'ilah, you don't daven Ne'ilah at all. Since you're busy, you don't have ne'ilah. Now, Rashi explains why when there's a day of Karban Musaf, don't you have ma'amadis? So Rashi says like this. The reason is because they're busy with bringing the Karban Musaf. So Rashi explains, the Kahanim are busy bringing the Karban because extra Kabanas. And according to Rashi, Kahanim are part of the ma'amadis. And Rashi says, why Yisraelim can't? What does Yisraelim got to do with Musaf? So like Rashi, the Yisraelim are busy cutting Eitzim and to draw water for the help for the Kabanas. And therefore, they can't be having ma'amadis that day. That's the reason why the Karban Musaf don't have ma'amadis is because they're busy with the Kabanas, and the Yisraelim are also, as well, busy with the Kabanas. Zman atzei ha-kahanim v'ha'am. When is the time that the Kahanim or the Am brought Karban Eitzim? Tisha, nine times a year. Ve'echad v'nisam, Shchosh Nisan was a family, b'nei Oirach ben Yehuda. The family of Oirach ben Yehuda, they brought the Karban Eitzim on that day. Be'esimer Tammuz, 20th day of Tammuz, b'nei David ben Yehuda. The family of David ben Yehuda. Be'chamisha be'av, on the 5th day of Av, b'nei Parish ben Yehuda. Be'shiva boy, on the 7th day of Av, b'nei Yondav ben Rechav. Ba'asara boy, b'nei Sana ben V'yam, we had this before. On the 10th day, b'nei Sana ben V'yam brought the Karban Eitzim. Be'chamisha asaboy, was b'nei Zatu ben Yehuda. And that day also, Vimahim, Kahanim, Vilavim, anyone who wanted also could have brought a carbonates that day together with him. Chomisha Tav Shiftoi, or someone who's not sure which shevet he's from, but he knows he brings a carbonates and he brought that day. Ubnei Goy Ve'eli, Ubnei Kaitse Katsiris. Also, we'll see in the Gemara what that means, which families, well, those families also brought carbonates on that day. Be'esrim Boy, on the 20th day of Av, Bnei Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda. Be'esrim El, on the 20th day of El, Bnei Eden, Bnei Adin Ben Yehuda. Vachavateves by Bnei Parish Shnia. Second time Parish is bringing her in, because Parish Ben Yehuda brought on Chamisha Av. They also brought it Vachavateves Shnia. And Ba'achas Adkan, because these are nine times a year they brought Korban Eitzim. Now Achas Bateves, which was Chanukah actually, there was no Maimon at all. Why? Shoyi Bahalal, so it's Halal. Halal knocked out chakras. The Korban Musaf, and Korban Musaf knocked out Mincha. The Korban Eitzim knocked down the Ila. So they didn't have any Mamadas on Echa Bateves, because that day you had all the Yom Tovim together. You had Korban Eitzim, you had Musaf, you had Halal. So on that day there was no Mamadas whatsoever. Zok the Gemara, the Mishnah Vayter, and this is a new part of the Mishnah. Chamisha Dvarim Iru Es Haseinu Meshiva Asa B'Tamis. There are five things that happen, unfortunately, to Klal Yisrael on Shiva Asa B'Tamis. B'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av, and on Tisha B'Av, five things happen. B'Shiva Asa B'Tamis, what happened? The five things are like this. Nishtabru HaLuchais. The Luchais were broken. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchais from the eagle. Batal HaTamid. And a tamid was bottled. There's a gzeira, they couldn't bring a tamid anymore. Hufka ir, and the city of Yerushalayim was breached. Visaras afustumus es hatayra, and afustumus burnt the tayra. And the fifth one is behemet tzelem ba'echel. Menashe put up a tzelem in the hechel. That's the five things that happened, unfortunately, on Shavuos B'Tamis. But Tisha B'Av, what were the five things? Nigzav essentially consularis. That was the night they were crying. The Meraglim made the Eden cry. They didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, and because of that, there was a gzeira that shouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. V'chara bayis b'rishayin v'shniyah, and both Bate Mikdash were destroyed. It's now three. V'nilka da Beitar, and Beitar, a big city of Eden, were destroyed. V'nechrasha ir, and the city of Yerushalayim was plowed, and nothing left. V'shenichna asav v'matim v'simcha. When Av comes in, v'matim v'simcha, you have to stop. You have to be ma'it in your simcha. Once Av comes in, a person is supposed to be ma'it in simcha. And we'll see what that means exactly. Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Lias B'Secha, the Shvua Shechal Boy, which means the week that Tisha B'Av is Chal in that week, Osmo Sapri, now I'll take a haircut, Umel Chabes, and do laundry or to wear fresh clothing. Ubechamishi, but on Thursday, Mutarim, you'll have to wash your clothing, and you call it Shabbos because of covered Shabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av, which means the suit is some of Sekis, lo yechal adam shnei tafshilim. You should not eat two dishes, two cooked dishes. Lo yechal. And also, besides eating two dishes, lo yechal bas, you should not eat bas of leish, yeah, you should not drink wine. Erev Tisha B'Av, Medina de Mishnah, Erev Tisha B'Av, suit of Sekis, you can't drink wine, and you can't eat basar, and you can't eat two tafshilim. Shem Gamila, Amir Yashana, just change your regular ways. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev v'kviya samita. Lahoid lacham. Yehuda mechayev another thing. He said on Tisha B'Av, you cannot sleep on a bed. You have to turn over your bed, which is a derech of avelis. But the Chacham were not minded to that. Amar Shimon ben Gamliel. Lahoid yom tovim liyisrael k'chamisha asa ba'av. Just before that, let's recap what we learned about the days of four Tisha B'Av. The Shavuot Shechal Bo, you can't take a haircut, and you can't wash your clothing. And erev Tisha B'Av is when it's asar basa v'yayin and two tafshilim. Okay. Amar Shimon ben Gamliel. There were no better days for Klal Yisrael than Chamisha Asa B'Av and Yom Kippurim. On those days, the Bnei Yisrael Yoytzis B'Kli Lavan, because it was such a happy day, the daughters of Klal Yisrael, the girls used to go out with white clothing, She'ulim, borrow. Why borrowed? Because they didn't want to. So if I is Misha Einlay, they don't want to embarrass the people who don't have clothing. So everyone wore borrowed clothing. So it means no one knew whose was what. And since it was borrowed clothing, they had to be titled the kalim, which means the clothing. Why? Because we're not sure which woman was an either. So call a kalim to unum tvila. They all need a tvila. And the daughters of Yishlaim go out, and they dance in the vineyards. Literally means circle. They circle in the kramim, in the vineyards. What do they say? Bachar. They went to the single boys and said, Sonoi necha re'ei. Pick up your eyes and pick a wife out. Don't put your eyes in beauty. Place your eyes on mishpacha. Mishpacha means the mishpacha of Yerushalayim. Because it says in the pasuk, Sheker achein v'hevel ayefi. Beauty or chein, that's sheker. Isha Yerush Hashem nitzal. Isha was a Yerush Hashem, and it comes from a family Yerush Hashem. She should be praised. V'yalo huwa, you should praise her b'sha'or ma'aseh, her ma'isim, her ma'isim toivim. That's what you should look at. V'cheinu ha'imer, and there's a carve from the Pasuk about this simcha on Yom Kippur. V'cheinu ha'imer, tse'enu re'enu b'nai siyoin b'melach shloima, ba'atara she'itru la'ima b'yim chasunosai. On the crown that the mother created for him on his yom of his chasunov, yom simchas liba, and day he was happy. And Rashi explains this pasuk going on Klal Yisrael Takaris Baruch Hu. Melech Shloima is Melech Hashalom Shloim, which is Akaris Baruch Hu. And Imoy is Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael made Akaris Baruch Hu Kaviyachol a Torah, which means the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash and the Torah. But when the B'yom Chasunos is then Matan Torah, that's the day of Matan Torah, because we know on Yom Kippur was when they got the Luchas Achorinos. Or B'yom Simchas Liba is then B'yom Mikdash, that's the B'yom Mikdash, the Chinuch HaMikdash was on Yom Kippur in the first place of Mikdash. It was one of the days of the Chinuch. B'yom Simchas Liba is then B'yom Mikdash, Yibonim HaMeinu. So this Pasuk is referring to Yom Kippur, which has a milo of Matan Torah and of Beis HaMikdash, Shibonim HaMeinu. And you see from this Pasuk, the Simcha that they have on Yom Kippur, and we have the same Simcha Tubav, and therefore the girls went out that day because it was a Yom of Simcha.